Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
McFarland, McFarland Energy, thanks once again for sponsoring the Bradfo Show, a new generation of the Bradfo Show. Moving on over to 2400 Sports. Hope everybody's enjoying. Subscribe. Listen, do everything you can to listen to Bradfo Show, because we're going to be rattling them off left and right, all kinds. Long ones, short ones, baseballs and boring ones, like the interviews that you want to hear with all kinds of players, everybody, and ones like this one. Bradfo Show on the go, which is a quick reaction after games with some sound, because you know what? I, Bradfo, was on boots on the ground in Toronto for the Red Sox 6-5 extra inning win. I mean, first of all, Red Sox extra inning win. Soak it in. Because remember when they couldn't win an extra inning game? Well, now they've won three of them. Good for them. It's all 14th come from behind win. But the big one, big story in this one, and we're going to get to how they came from behind in a second. Alex Verdugo went a long, long way toward that. And Alex Verdugo factored in a couple different ways. But the biggest thing here was, yes, you finally got the benches to clear. Now, it was very mild. It was a kerfuffle. Nothing. I mean, I think I said kerfuffle when asking Nick Pivetta a question.
Can you talk about collecting yourself after the kerfuffle?
Yeah, I just, you know, wish he had a good mound visit, got me kind of collected. I was able to, you know, walked the one guy, then struck out the next guy, and I was able to just kind of get composed once I was done with that inning, and you know, kind of move on from there. You know, it's not an easy situation to be a part of.
And you know, that's what it was. Benches cleared. Pivetta hit Kirk, and they thought Vlad Guerrero thought he did it on purpose, which is kind of ridiculous, but whatever. Thank you, Vlad Guerrero, for spicing things up. He comes out, starts shouting at Pivetta, and Pivetta, you know, he shouted back, and it was like, you know, gritty, gutty Nick Pivetta. That's what you want. I mean, that's exactly the guy that you want out there yelling back and forth. Benches cleared. Bullpens ran in. And this is what Pivetta said about the whole incident after the game.
Were you surprised? I mean, did it catch you by surprise that they were yelling out?
Well, yeah, I mean, a little bit. I mean, for me, you know, I mean, Kirk's a good hitter. You know, he's been hitting balls over the plate. I'm trying to throw him in, you know. It's going to happen in the game. I don't hit a lot of guys. I mean, I think it's unwarranted with the way that they reacted. I think it's, you know, spare parts, kind of, lack of a better term. You know, just it's not what I'm trying to do in that situation. I'm trying to win a baseball game. I'm not trying to let anybody else on base, you know, is what it is.
Yeah, and so Pivetta, you know, this is the guy that we want to see out there, and we talk about an ace, right? You're going up against Alex Manoah. Alex Manoah is one of the absolute best pitchers in the American League. And you have to find a way to not get swept with Alex Manoah standing in between you and a winner or a loss. Well, Nick Pivetta's the guy. Like, can we just talk about this? Can we talk about aces now, please? I mean, aces, this is an ace. This is what a guy does. You go back to last year when he took on DeGrom, and it was like, he's like, well, what do you expect? You know, like, I'm not going to back down from him. I'm paraphrasing, of course, but you know, he took on DeGrom. He beat DeGrom. He comes in here and he wanted to win this game, as he points out.
It was a really big game for me. I mean, I wanted to beat these guys. They're a really good baseball club. They show up, do the right things every single day. You know, 1 through 9, they're really good approach, really good hitters. You know, always going to battle. It was a battle tonight, and we did better. And, you know, I think that's what really shows is, you know, last night was last night, but we were able to move on and get a win here tonight, which was really important.
What was Vladdy saying there?
I don't know. He was yelling at me. And that just, I didn't think it was necessary for him to come out and start screaming at me. So I just, you know, I got me fired up and everybody else got fired up. That's about it.
And you go up against Manoah and you do what you've been doing. So now here are the numbers for you. Nick Pivetta, Canada's own Nick Pivetta, got booed by the Canadian crowd.
Nick, as a Canadian, do you consider it a badge of honor to get booed off the field in Toronto?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. It is what it is. They hit their best hitter. So twice.
Who would have thought? As Ian Brown so expertly pointed out on Twitter, Americans do boo Americans as well. So fair point. Fair point, Ian. Okay, over his last 11 games, Nick Pivetta is 8-1 with a 1.95 ERA. All right, that's pretty good. He's going to make the All-Star team. And we're going to do an All-Star podcast at some point because I also talked to John 8 Mile Schreiber about making the All-Star team. By the way, again, really, really good. I mean, this guy is just rolling. He, by far and away, the Red Sox best reliever, and then they have to piece it together around him. That's what we saw throughout the course of this series. But, okay, we'll get to Schreiber later. But Pivetta, he is the guy that you want on the mound. And when you look at this team right now and the importance of this win, it was important. It was. I mean, it wasn't. I think last night would have been, believe it or not, more important, because you would have been able to put all the Tanner Houck vaccination narratives in the rearview mirror. You would have been able to say, that's an aberration, what happened Monday, we're moving on, we're rolling. That would have been a bigger win. This one, it was a good win. It was one of the better wins of the year because, once again, you got beat a guy in Alex Manoah who's one of the best pitchers around. So let's get to how they won this. They give up the lead. Brazier gives up the lead. Now it's tied up. Verdugo had hit a home run to give him the lead. Now, Verdugo is playing really, really well, hitting really, really well. Okay, so some of the numbers here. Season-long hit streak to 10 games, 16 for his last 39 with 5 extra base hits and 10 RBIs. That's a 1.118 OPS. So he's hitting the ball well. He was hitting it hard before. Now he's hitting hard and actually he's falling. This time he hits a home run. He gives him the lead with a home run. And he took forever going around the bases. Forever. You know, and this obviously comes after the aforementioned kerfuffle. Well, we asked Alex Verdugo about going around the bases and taking forever.
You need to take a lot of enjoyment. First with the home run.
Yeah, you know, for me, I don't hit too many homers, so every time I get one, and obviously a game like a get the lead homer is big. So I definitely enjoyed myself running around the bases.
Did the benches clearing before that have anything to do with that?
No, I actually ran over there and I was talking to Bo about it after. I was like, bro, that was weird, man. Like, I like a lot of those guys over there. So I was like, felt weird. But I mean, by the time we got over there, it was, you know, already de-escalated. It was kind of just basically used it to say what's up to the bullpen, some guys on the bench. But yeah, it was just it was a little weird, man. But that didn't put nothing into it.
All right, so he downplays it. You know, everybody else, not so much. This is what everybody else in that locker room that we talked to said about Verdugo's run around the base. Not even run. Walk around the bases.
Yeah, that was a nice Verdugo had. He seemed to really enjoy his home run. Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so, you know. Alec likes to enjoy strikeouts, enjoy him being good. So, you know, for Doogie to stripe one off of him in a really big situation, in a big game, you know, I like what I'm seeing. I like the, you know, just like the flair. It's good.
This was absolutely, absolutely, you know, part of the whole equation, part of the back and forth, which is awesome. This is what we needed, right? I mean, this is the rite of passage when it comes to a baseball season. We need at least a couple of these bench clears. And, you know, again, no punches were thrown. It was the mildest of mild bench clearings, whatever. It certainly juxtaposed against what happened with the Angels and the Mariners. I mean, oh my goodness. It's like, you know, night and day. It's like, you know, ketchup, potato chips, and lobster. I say ketchup, potato chips because that's what they had in the press box. Most disgusting food of all time. So you had Verdugo do that. And then, so he hits the home run, and then he comes back and gets the huge, huge double. get to give them enough runs so where Matt Strom holds on at the end of the game. When we look at this game, I think Matt Strom, who closed it out for them, even though he gave up a couple runs, he summed it up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yep, it was fun. It was fun. It was a good game. It was a fun game. All right, well, I'm going to play all of Alex Cora to finish off this podcast. But once again, I want everyone to subscribe. We got this next one coming up. Xander Bogaerts. Talk to Xander Bogaerts about Rafi Devers. That's going to be dropped, before the Cubs series. Cubs series coming up. And, of course, we're launching the Big Baseball Isn't Boring weekly podcast via the Bradfo Show. That is going to be with, Coop's going to be there. Courtney Finnegan's going to be joining us. Cast of thousands. And somebody will be interviewed about baseball not being boring. But it's a good opportunity to sort of recap what's going on or, you know, and why we love to watch the game. And I got a feeling, like, if I had to do it right now, I'd be like, let's look at the brawls, man. Let's look at the bench clears. Let's look at the dynamics of guys running into the bullpen and guys holding guys back. And if, by the way, Franchi Cordero, great maneuver holding Pivetta back with grabbing the back of the belt. Excellent, excellent technique. All right, once again, subscribe, listen, whole new world here. 2400 Sports, thank you for bringing us aboard. We're very excited. On behalf of Coop, everybody here at the Bradfo Show, we're very, very, did I say we're very excited? We're very excited, all right? Here's Alex Cora.
He's a good pitcher. Actually, both of them, both starters are really good at what they do. And we grind out of bats, you know, a hustle play by Xander and a good swing by Doogie. And then, just keep grinding at bats, keep playing. It seems like the last, 10 games in this place has been, like, close games till the end. And, finally we got one, it's been hard to win here. Schreiber did an amazing job. Strami, he was well rested, so just pushing to the limit, and he made some pitches. They're a good team, just like us, and it's always hard. But we got 4-2 in the 4-2 on the road trip. That's the way we see it. I know we lost the series, but we will see the positives and be ready for the Cubs.
What you see from Nick?
Good fastball again. The breaking ball was okay, but he was in command. We push him. I asked Christian at the end, how's his stuff? He's like, it's still good. The fastball was really good. So just another big one for him. Another big one for us from him. So he's been amazing.
How much were you pushing with Strom?
It was his game right there. He didn't pitch yesterday. We went with the matchups, and today he was rested. And he can do that too. He can go multiple innings, and he got good stuff today. Just at the end, they put good at bats, and he came down to Springer.
I'm assuming Vlad thought that was intentional somehow.
Who?
Vlad Jr. when the bench is cleared. When did that?
I don't. They were screaming from the dugout, but nothing happened.
You're impressed with how Nick kind of kept it together after that?
Yeah, Bushy with a great visit to slow him down. And, it's part of the game. It's part of the game. And, we're going to be banging heads the rest of the season with those guys and others. And so, nothing intentional. It's part of it.
How big is it to see those two swings from Verdugo? And how, what allows him to be able to get on good fastballs?
For what I read, he can see the ball now. He's not blocking himself. So I guess, all kidding aside, adjustments. He's making adjustments, and he's been swinging the bat well the last few weeks, But in Cleveland here, he's slowing down the at-bat, hitting the ball hard, and we know this guy. He's a great hitter.
He's an old school type of hitter, but at the same time, he can catch up with the fastball. And you know, he put a great swing, there.
What happened with the extra inning thing?
They sent the runner, but they didn't announce him, so they put Kirk back, and then they use him as a pinch hitter. You know, you have to actually point to the umpire, and nobody did, or throw one pitch, and it was official. So, no big deal.
After last night, was it satisfying to be able to close one out? Just
in the, yeah, in the I mean, every time we win, it's you know? We threw the ball well. Frummy was good, and Brace, you know, that ball Jackie almost catched. I think he hit it at the end, or he got jammed, Tapia. Schreiber was amazing, and all around, you know, a great W.
How impressed were you with Franchi's game?
He's there's some intent behind the swings, and now he. At one point there, I think it was Oakland, right, after the homer in Oakland on Sunday, it seems like the strike zone was controlling him. He was too passive, and he's been working hard, and now he's been very aggressive. He's hitting the ball hard, running the bases great, playing great defense. You know, very happy for him. You know, just. He didn't stop working in the off season. You know, we sent him down. I mean, he doesn't make the club for him to keep playing down there and keep, you know, building confidence. And when he had his chance, you know, he's running away with it. And it's fun to watch.
Alex, for JD, obviously not the series you would have wanted, but to get the winning RBI there.
We were joking, actually, about that. You know, like, he followed some tough pitches. You know, one thing about him, regardless of the result, the process will be there, and he's going to grind. You know, and he grinded the whole series here. A lot of guys grind it. They have a good pitching staff, but I think we did a good job against the bullpen, which is important. You know, and you know, I think we played them in 2 or 3 weeks, whatever. You know, we just got to be ready.
With the off day tomorrow, it'll close the chapter on the month of June. You guys did 20 wins. So how do you describe kind of what you put together?
Good baseball. We play solid baseball. We gained some ground. You know, we put ourselves in the playoff hunt. You know, at one point, you know, we had to really grind to get here, and now we're playing good baseball. It's a good baseball team that it keeps trying to find ways to improve, and we got to turn the page, be ready for Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.